Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Anna Katz. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, thank you.
I didn't realize that before the interview I would have to ask you about the pronunciation of the title this time too. So, Sueño?
Sueño Florianópolis.
Right. You
know, Florianópolis is a big name, and we had a lot of doubts about putting this very long name of a city, but we liked that point. That it was like, I don't know, Metropolis in a way.
That's true. It's a name of a place, right? A real place.
Yeah, a real place. Yeah. But so with a dream, with the word dream together. Yeah. That was what I liked.
So dream, and what does the second part of the name?
Yeah, it's a Florianópolis dream, you know?
All right.
It's the name.
Yeah. Ah, okay, okay. Would you just like to tell our listeners a little bit about the film, maybe introduce them to the story a little bit?
Yes, I think nowadays, because we think about our films in the moment, we release the film, and it's a very complex point because you are changing your mind, adapting time by time.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe you change your moral in the middle of a process of a film, then it's something that you ask yourself, what I tried to say, why? And then after someone tells you, what you were saying, but I feel that it's some question, especially a question about conventions and about family as a structure, you know, and the film thinks about freedom, but in a very simple way. It's very, very, I don't know, freedom that you use just for a moment, and then you accept to go ahead with your life, but you need, maybe in the case of the film, on vacations, you decide, okay, here I will be just for a few days, a different person. And sometimes in life it's something very extraordinary that makes you a lot of impact in spite of the look of vacations and nothing else, but in the moment there's a movement.
Right. I mean, it's a family that goes on holiday. A family of four goes on holiday, and then once they're there, or even before they get there, because the car stops.
exactly. Because of my when I scared about making a film about a family go on holidays, because it with a lot of respect, but it could be like Chevy Chase film, you know. And I thought it was okay. I liked, but at the same time, I don't want to do that in this film. But I think that's the reason. Sometimes crucial moments are very hidden in the middle of, and after you think in a moment from the past, and you think, oh, that was a very important day, but I didn't notice at that time.
Yeah. I think so. But speaking of, you mentioned Chevy Chase there, because obviously at the vacation movies that everyone, well, not everyone, but many people will be familiar with, many of our listeners will be familiar with. Although the film can be very funny, it has its very humorous moments, right?
Yes, it's true. I was very, I didn't know, it was absurd for me that the Czech audience had such a big comprehension of a film, because we are there's a lot of about relationship between Brazilians and Argentinians, and I thought, wow, thank you for choose our film, and I expect you connect with us, because it's really far from it's. But I felt that it was completely honest the way the audience received the film.
That's actually interesting, because obviously, like, a big thing in the movie is that it's the family is Argentinian and they're going on holiday in a Brazilian place. So you're playing with the cultural sort of contrast there.
Yeah, I think Brazil and Argentina are are neighbors, and they fight a lot about regarding football match, you know. Then we hate each other, and we are, you know, the World Cup, it was terrible in the moment, Argentina gone, and Brazil was like everybody going against us from Brazil. But in spite of that, we have a big curiosity yeah. and a big attraction. Yeah. Then we travel a lot from a place to the other. And I think that position maybe is repeated in a lot of countries everywhere. Yeah, it's like the relationship. Yesterday, someone told us about Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
And Czech Republic, a special relationship.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know, but okay. I thought, okay, you have your own trip, you know.
Europe is such a small. The countries in Europe are so relatively small compared to like the countries in like South America. As an Argentinian, what are the stereotypes basically? What are the very Brazilian Argentinian stereotypes?
The stereotypes are very clear, and especially for men, I think. But it's changing a lot, you know, feminism movements that are changing. But men in Argentina are typically with a lot of critics, bad humor, good sense of humor, but always a little dark, you know, very dark. We are dark, tango and everything, like melancholic. Oh yeah, this is a shit, our country, which is in a part it's true, but yeah, okay, I don't know, it's difficult to me to connect with that part, not because of the optimism. I am very no, but there are some very close. Sometimes, for instance, like in the film, when an Argentinian goes to a trip, tries at the beginning of being with other Argentinian people, you know, which is something very weird, trying to find, I don't know, bad aspects. I'm talking about the bad part.
Well, it's a traditional stereotype, so not the way actually.
Reality, but when you, but well, yeah, there's something like that. And in Brazilian cases, they have a charge, which is the typical happiness, Brazilian happiness, which is it's not so like that. It's they are very, sometimes they feel depressed, and it's funny because they have another relationship between things. They can less heavy, you know, they are less heavy. Then one day maybe it's a big romance, and the other day no more, and it's something natural, of course. And for the Argentinians, what happened? I have to call again and say, with a very
more open, more closed. It's an open, closed kind of, you know,
yeah.
two sides of the spectrum yeah. sort of thing. And what about family wise? Like, so you mentioned, and I saw the film, and so that's a very interesting theme in the movie, the family. Can you tell me a little bit more about what it was about this particular theme that you wanted to examine?
Yes, I think that in the other films I made, I always touch that point, because I feel that the family, it's like a thriller, you know. I think I don't see the family as something regarding home and being together. I always see. I'm very close, but I don't know. At the same time, I feel like, whoa, it's very strange the way people group each other in families when they are the styles. I don't know. I think it's a very complex and. In a symbolic way, it's complex too, because family ask you a lot of things. You have to make you have to be on a line, you know, and you can't be. And I think that
there's certain roles in a family, right? It's kind of almost political, you know, in a way. Like there's certain dynamics in a family group that are like. Almost defined.
Yeah, because I feel that countries and capitalism and family is something very important. If you don't have if you destroy family, it's something, it's a big revolution.
So you with this film, I feel like, you know, you may be saying, well, actually things are changing or could be changing.
Yes, yeah. That was, I liked very much the scene. It's funny because I'm the director saying, I like very much the scene. But it's true, because you see your film and you say, I always forget when I see my films, like, okay. And after I don't see them for a lot of time. But in the moment is her birthday, and everybody's there dancing with portraits, and she's okay, because sometimes you have to there's nothing bad in being more open, even for a mother who has 60, you know. It's something that I like to think.
Yeah.
Especially for women, because sometimes all women are like very constructed. Like, okay, you are there, please don't dance, please don't move, yeah. Don't be confused about nothing. And I don't know, I like that moment, group of friends celebrating birthday together.
We're out of time, but it was a great pleasure to talk with you. I wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you very much.
Let me see if I can pronounce the title of the film now. I remind our listeners that the film is called Sueño Florianópolis.
Great. Is perfect it? Pronunciation.
Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.